Welcome to our Masterclass podcast. Today, we're exploring the topic that's focused directly on our Mother Earth's pursuit platform, eco-anxiety. This term refers to the distress and anxiety individuals feel about the state of our planet and the future of environmental conditions. It's particularly prevalent among young people who are acutely aware of climate change, biodiversity loss, and environmental degradation. But fear not, this discussion isn't just about the challenges. We're here to focus on optimism and practical steps that young people can take to combat eco-anxiety and foster a positive impact on the environment. So, AI, what is eco-anxiety?
Eco-anxiety is an emotional response to the ongoing environmental crisis we face. It often manifests itself as feelings of fear, sadness, and helplessness about the state of the world. For many young people, this anxiety is driven by the awareness of severe issues like climate change, rising sea levels, deforestation, and pollution, for example. The term eco-anxiety has gained traction as more people, particularly the younger generation, express their concerns about the future of our planet. To understand eco-anxiety fully, it helps to recognize how it affects individuals. Let's explore this. Individuals experiencing eco-anxiety may feel overwhelmed, hopeless, or distressed when thinking about environmental problems. This can lead to chronic stress, depression, and a sense of despair about the future. Some people might become more engaged in environmental causes, or conversely, might feel paralyzed and avoid thinking about environmental issues altogether. Having constant exposure to news and information about environmental degradation can lead to negative thought patterns and a pessimistic outlook on the future. While these feelings are valid and understandable, they can also be managed and transformed into positive actions. By channeling eco-anxiety into constructive activities, we can help address environmental issues and create a sense of empowerment.
Okay, can you give us some insights into ways we can combat eco-anxiety?
Sure. One of the most effective ways to combat eco-anxiety is by fostering optimism. Optimism doesn't mean ignoring the challenges. Instead, it's about focusing on positive changes and believing in the possibility of making a difference. I call it practical optimism. Here are several strategies you might think about in using it to cultivate your optimism. First, it's important to acknowledge the progress that's been made in environmental protection. From the growth of renewable energy to the decline in certain pollutants, many positive changes are happening worldwide. Also, we should be celebrating small wins. Each small victory, whether it's a successful recycling drive or a local cleanup event, is a step towards a healthier planet. Celebrating these achievements helps reinforce the idea that progress is possible and encourages continued efforts. Taking action, no matter how small, can help shift the focus from anxiety to accomplishment. Whether it's reducing personal waste, participating in environmental activism, or advocating for policy changes, these actions contribute to a larger positive impact. You might also consider being part of an environmental-oriented community where your environmental values can be provided with encouragement and support. Engaging with like-minded individuals can create a sense of collective purpose and reduce feelings of isolation.
Wonderful. Are there any other actions we can take to manage our anxiety?
Absolutely. Here are some specific actionable ideas. You can educate yourself and others. Knowledge is empowering. By learning about environmental issues and solutions, you can better understand how to make a difference. Share this knowledge with friends, family, and your community. to raise awareness and inspire collective action. For example, sharing a link to our Mother Earth's Pursuit site is something that can have an incredible impact on others and make you feel better about having contributed to someone else's well-being. You might also consider implementing sustainable practices in your daily life, such as reducing waste, conserving energy, and supporting eco-friendly products. Even small changes like using reusable bags or reducing meat consumption contribute to a more sustainable lifestyle. Actions like these help mitigate environmental impact and make you feel less anxious. On a larger scale, you might consider engaging with advocacy groups and supporting policies that promote environmental protection that can lead to significant changes. For example, participate in campaigns, contact legislators, and support organizations working on climate action and conservation. You might also consider joining local groups or initiatives focused on environmental issues. Whether it's a community garden, a recycling program, or a tree planting event, local efforts can have a tangible impact and offer you a sense of accomplishment. Finally, it's important to be aware that addressing eco-anxiety also involves taking care of your mental health. Engage in activities that reduce stress, such as meditation, exercise, and spending time in nature. Taking care of yourself can help maintain a balanced perspective on environmental challenges.
Those are some great ideas. Can you delve into the role of technology for us as it relates to environmental issues?
Hey, no problem. You are correct in thinking that technology plays a crucial role in addressing environmental problems and can be a source of optimism. Here's how various technological advancements are contributing to environmental solutions. First, let's take a look at renewable energy. Technologies like solar panels, wind turbines, and hydroelectric systems are transforming how we generate and use energy. By shifting away from fossil fuels, renewable energy reduces gas emissions and reliance on non-renewable resources. Then there are storage solutions, innovations in battery technology, such as lithium-ion batteries and flow batteries, are enhancing our ability to store and use renewable energy more effectively. This helps address the intermittent capture and use of power when using solar and wind power, making renewable energy more reliable. Another term you might run into is smart grids. Smart grid technology allows for real-time monitoring and management of electricity distribution. This technology improves efficiency, reduces waste, and integrates renewable energy sources more effectively into the existing power grid. We also need to consider the advantages of sustainable agriculture. Advances in agricultural technology, including precision farming and vertical farming, are helping to increase food production while reducing environmental impact. These technologies optimize resources and use and minimize waste. We have a whole other podcast on this if you want to check it out. And of course, we have eco-friendly transportation, innovations in electric vehicles, public transportation, and bike sharing programs are reducing emissions and promoting sustainable transportation options. These advancements contribute to cleaner air and a reduction in fossil fuel dependence. By embracing and supporting these technologies, we can all contribute to a more sustainable future and alleviate some eco-anxiety.
I keep hearing about grassroots movements. What is this all about?
Grassroots movements are a powerful force in driving environmental change. These movements often start at the local level and can have a significant impact on broader environmental policies and practices. Here's how grassroots efforts are making a difference. For example, we have a community-based activity. Local groups and organizations often lead initiatives using such things as cleanup drives or tree planting events or educational programs to make their point. These efforts not only address immediate environmental concerns, but also build community engagement and awareness. Also, we have many grassroots advocacy movements led by young people. Young people have been at the forefront of environmental activism, from school strikes to climate marches. This activism helps raise awareness and pressure government and corporations to take meaningful action on environmental issues. Grassroots movements also involve collaboration between different organizations, businesses, and individuals. These partnerships can amplify efforts and lead to innovative solutions to environmental challenges. Grassroots advocacy campaigns can influence policy changes by mobilizing public support and lobbying decision makers. Successful campaigns have led to the implementation of new environmental regulations and increased funding for conservation projects. By getting involved in or supporting grassroots movements, you can be part of a larger collective effort to drive positive environmental change.
That sounds fantastic. Can you give me some examples of youth-led environmental initiatives?
Actually, there are many examples of young people leading impactful environmental initiatives. Here are a few inspiring ones. The Swedish activist Greta Thunberg started the Fridays for Future movement, which has mobilized millions of students worldwide to demand urgent action on climate change. Her activism has brought global attention to the climate crisis and inspired countless young people to join the Fridays for Future cause. There is a U.S.-based youth-led organization called the Sunrise Movement that advocates for climate justice and Green New Deal policies. Through organizing, lobbying, and public campaigns, the Sunrise Movement has influenced political discourse and policy on climate issues. Then there is the Ocean Cleanup Project. Founded by Boyan Slat at the age of 18, the Ocean Cleanup Project aims to remove plastic pollution from oceans. The project uses innovative technology to collect and recycle plastic waste, addressing one of the most pressing environmental challenges. These examples demonstrate the significant impact that young people can have on environmental issues and highlight the potential for further positive change.
How about social media? How is that being used to support environmental advocacy?
To be clear, social media platforms are powerful tools for environmental advocacy and can help amplify voices and mobilize action. Here's how young people can effectively use social media for environmental causes. We can use it to raise awareness, sharing information, articles, and updates about environmental issues can educate your followers on X or TikTok, etc. Use hashtags and join conversations to reach a broader audience and spread awareness. Of course, by sharing a link to people in your network with our Mother Earth platform, comes something you can do to help raise awareness. You can use our online presence to promote eco-friendly practices, such as reducing waste, supporting sustainable products, and encouraging others to make environmentally conscious choices. You can also use social media as a great way to organize and promote environmental events, such as cleanup drives, rallies, and petitions. Creating engaging content can encourage people to participate and support your efforts. Another great idea is to partner with social media influencers who share your environmental values. Collaborations can help reach new audiences and amplify your message. You can highlight positive stories and successes related to environmental efforts. Showcasing and sharing progress and achievements can inspire others and foster a sense of optimism. And yes, you can find some amazing examples right on this site that you can easily share. So by leveraging social media effectively, young people can increase visibility for environmental issues and drive positive change on a larger scale.
Wow, those are some great tips. At its core, eco-anxiety involves taking care of our mental health and well-being. What should we consider when thinking about this?
You are correct. Addressing eco-anxiety also involves considering our mental health and taking care of ourselves. Here's how to maintain a healthy balance while engaging in environmental advocacy. First and foremost, be sure to establish achievable goals for your environmental efforts. Setting realistic expectations can help prevent feelings that can overwhelm and frustrate us. You might also consider engaging in what we call mindfulness practices, such as meditation and deep breathing, to manage stress and stay focused on positive actions. It's also very important to seek support if you are anxious or stressed to a degree that is impacting your everyday life. Connect with a mental health professional or support groups if eco-anxiety becomes overwhelming. Talking to others and seeking professional help can provide invaluable support and give you some coping strategies. It's also important to take breaks and disconnect from environmental news and social media when needed. Rest and self-care are essential for maintaining mental health and preventing burnout. You can also focus on the positive actions that you are taking. Concentrate on the positive impact on your actions and efforts. Celebrate those small victories and recognize that progress can help maintain a sense of hope and motivation. By prioritizing mental health and well-being, you can continue to engage in environmental advocacy without compromising your emotional and psychological health. Another thing to consider is how you might be able to inspire others and companies and organizations to make a difference. Several companies and organizations are leading the way in addressing environmental challenges and can source inspiration in yourself. Our Mother Earth's pursuit is chock full of examples. However, here are four notable examples that you can check out. Patagonia. This outdoor clothing company is renowned for its commitment to environmental sustainability. Patagonia uses recycled materials in its products, supports environmental causes through its 1% for the Planet initiative, and advocates for conservation efforts. TerraCycle. TerraCycle is an innovative recycling company that focuses on hard-to-recycle materials. It partners with individuals, companies, and communities to create recycling programs and turn waste into valuable products. And let's not forget about the world-famous Tesla. Tesla is known for its electric vehicles and renewable energy solutions. By advancing electric transportation and solar energy technology, by the way, Tesla is helping to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and promote sustainable energy. There's also a company that's called Flash Forest. They are able to plant thousands and thousands of trees every day using pods in the sky and drones. And it is an amazing technology. These organizations demonstrate how businesses and initiatives can make a positive impact on the environment and offer inspiration for all of us who are looking for positive examples of organizations contributing to sustainability.
As we wrap up our exploration of eco-anxiety and the ways people can address it, it's essential to remember that optimism and action go hand in hand. The challenges we face are significant, but so are the opportunities for making a positive difference. Can you summarize these for us?
Certainly. For example, it's important to recognize that each of us can play a role to have a role to play in environmental protection. Whether it's through small lifestyle changes, advocacy, or supporting sustainable initiatives, your efforts can contribute to a larger collective impact. And of course, continue learning about environmental issues and solutions. Staying informed helps you make better choices and enables you to advocate effectively for positive change. You can also connect with others. Consider building connections with other young people and organizations working on environmental issues. Collaboration and support from peers can enhance your efforts and provide encouragement. And be sure to celebrate the progress that's taking place around the world. Acknowledge and celebrate the achievements in environmental protection. Recognize successes that is going to help to motivate you and reinforce the belief that positive change is possible. By focusing on optimism, taking practical actions, and supporting one another, young people can turn eco-anxiety into a powerful force for good. Together, we can create a more sustainable and hopeful future for our planet.
Thank you for joining us in this masterclass. We hope this discussion has provided valuable insights and inspiration for addressing eco-anxiety and making a positive impact. Stay engaged, stay hopeful, and continue working towards a better world.